There's a worldwide epidemic of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and other chronic diseases that can be helped, sometimes even reversed, by simple diet and lifestyle changes rather than using medications. Hello, I'm Dr. John Beeney, and in these podcasts, you will hear information to help you make informed choices so you can live younger, longer. You know, people often ask how I got started transitioning from being a retired GP to lecturing about nutrition, which is not something that most GPs are known for. I think it all started right back in about 2013 when my wife came home, Beryl, that's my wife, came home from bridge one night, and she said, Peter, her bridge partner, Peter's fasting 2 days a week. And, you know, I just didn't give it a thought. I thought, well, that's really weird. And so it wasn't until some months later. Actually, it was in August. I know when it was. It was August 2013 when I hopped on the scale one day and I found my weight had gone up from 105 to 108 kilos. Now, 105 put me into the, you know, significantly obese category, because I'm only 173 centimetres tall. So I rang up Peter. I said, Peter, what's this about you fasting 2 days a week? I said, you're not even overweight. And he said, well, no, I'm not. He said, but look, I have to keep an eye on my weight, and I go out to dinner quite frequently, and he said, I like a glass of wine or two, and I know enough about doctors, because Peter was a doctor too. I know enough about doctors. When they say a glass or two of wine, they actually mean quite a bit more than that, mostly. And he said, I find that by fasting 2 days a week, I can keep my weight pretty well level. But he said, what's more, he said, I did a bit of research in it, and he said, I found that if I was by fasting a couple of days a week, that can have a significant benefit as far as your general health is concerned. Well, that was it. I decided I'd check it out for myself, and I did. I found out about Michael Moseley's 5-2 diet, and in August I was 108 kilos, and the following May I'd lost 24 kilos. I was down to 84 kilos, and Beryl went on the same diet as I did, and she lost a significant amount of weight as well. And here I am 5 years later. We both are still at our target weight after 5 years. And I could say it's 5 years of a pretty luxurious diet. Anyway, people started asking how we did it, you know. You know, I didn't actually know. I knew what I'd done, but I didn't really know the science behind how it all works. And that set me off on this journey. In fact, one thing that really did tip me over to researching it, I was walking down the road one day and somebody I'd never met in my life before came up and he said, excuse me, he said, are you the Dr. Beeney that my friend was talking about, the one who lost 24 kilos? I said, yeah. He said, well, how do you do it? And that set me off, and I started researching it, and I'm still seriously researching it ever since. I mean, to be honest, it's become something of a passion, and I live and breathe the science of nutrition, weight loss, and metabolic syndrome. In other words, what's going wrong with everybody's diet? And there are significant problems with most people's diets. Anyway, then people said, look, can you tell us about it properly? So I started putting together some lectures on the subject, and it took me about close to a year, actually, before I felt confident to talk about what I was learning. Because many of you will know that as you sort of delve into what I call the rabbit warren, which is nutrition, there's a lot of blind alleys, and there's a lot of difficulties, and there's a lot of conflicts that people get really, really confused. And it took me a while to sort all this out. But in October 2015, I started giving my first series of lectures, And there were a series of six lectures, each lasting an hour and a half. So it was quite a hefty deal for the people who came and listened. But I had pretty good audio. I had about 60 or 70 people come along to U3A in Mornington. And that's where it all started. Now, since then, I've been lecturing regularly, either one-off for an hour, or sometimes for 20 minutes for Rotary and Probus. Sometimes I've given these series of lectures, which are constantly changing. On about seven occasions now, I've given the whole series of six lectures. I guess I've spoken to well over 1,000 people on the subject in the last few years. Eventually, lots of people were coming up to me and saying, look, it's all very well, I enjoy the lecture, but I've still got lots of questions. And so I decided eventually that I'd start consulting. Not as a doctor, because I've totally retired from general practice. In fact, I'm not registered as a doctor any longer. I'm consulting as a nutritional coach, I think is probably the best way of putting it, using all my years of experience in medicine, but at the same time pretty well turning my back on everything I taught all those years. What I've found is, of course, people can't lose weight and sustain weight loss doing what the doctors were advising their patients to do, and I'm afraid mostly still are, because it just doesn't work. Whereas there are ways of changing one's diet, which is what we've done, and it works for the vast majority of people. And I think, yeah, that's what I want to continue to do. So this is why I'm talking to you today, and this is why I'm hoping to share with you in the future.